Well, Dougie, only 3 points up for grabs tomorrow, but for the fans of both clubs, this game holds a lot more significance. Can you understand that?
Of course you can understand that, because football is a very passionate sport, and there'll be a very passionate crowd tomorrow, as it always is against, you know, the local derbies. But, you know, experiencing, as I have done these derbies, it's an enjoyable moment. You know, it's a challenge, I understand, but you've got to go into it with the mindset that it's a game that you want to play in. The fans, of course, will see it as the rivals, and rightly so. And they will be, as you say, it won't be just 3 points in them, it will be the bragging rights of whose team's better than who. So my team are fully aware that what's at stake, and my team are fully aware that they've got to go into the game with a controlled aggression that will make sure they're not intimidated, but also make sure that the football, you know, will come through and win in the end of the night.
You've had time to prepare for this game, which I suppose is a good thing with so many new players coming in. But also, of course, you've had a lot of key players out on international duty. Yeah. Has that made it more difficult to prepare?
No, it never does, because you're used to it. You know, you understand it now. As you rightly said, we've had a lot of young and new players here. So a lot of work's been done in the training ground in terms of you know, how we set up and how we play and what we like to do. And that's been good. A lot of individual work's been done over the last 10 days. And the international players, you know, that's a good thing for us. You know, it's the more international players we have, I believe this club, the stronger the team will be. So, you know, they've always got my blessing to go away and get experience. Young Johnny Williams has been away with the national squad and gained fantastic experience. So, you know, it's not if they're going and sitting, you know, sitting down in their sofas for the 10 days. They're away experiencing different teams and different game situations, and they're coming back better players. So, you know, the last couple of days we've had everybody together and we're prepared for, excuse me, Charlton in the proper way, in the best way I think we can.
And those players who have been away, are they all going to be available for selection tomorrow night?
Everybody's back fresh, a few wins, a few defeats. You know, that's my job, to pick them up and put them back in an environment that they're comfortable with and a team that they enjoy playing for, and everybody come back fully fit and ready to go.
Chrissy Powell was here in the early part of his career. Is he a manager that you speak to on a regular basis?
Yeah, well, I've got a lot of respect for Chris. We done our coaching badges together. It was a very good group we had at the time, and a lot of people on that course went on to be managers. So it was a very good group, and Chris was in that. You know, a manager that's trying to take the game forward and done very well. So I'm looking forward to seeing him and looking forward to the challenge.
The rivalry between Palace and Charlton is never quite the same as against Brighton. But their fans, they kind of took a bit of a delight in sending us down in 2005, a game that you actually scored in. The subsequent games from that, do you feel that they've got a little bit more of an edge?
No, because I feel that if you're asking that question to 20,000 different fans from Alice, you're always going to get different answers back. At the end of the day, you know, it will be a local derby. I don't think too many fans these days look back. I think they're always trying to look forward. It's a good thing, I think. And looking forward to a game on Friday night, which they should be. What's gone in the past is gone. You know, we've won a few games, they've won a few games. It doesn't really concern me. The circumstances were different when we last played. It's all about Friday night. You know, I'm really looking forward to it. It's on the TV Friday night at Charlton. You know, it's set up for a very good match, and it's one I can strongly tell you my players are really looking forward to. You know, they got the win last week in the game, which I thought they deserved to win. We've got a few new signings, a few fresh faces. You know, people looking stronger for the 3 or 4 games they played in, and we're really looking forward to this match.
There's going to be over 3,000 Palace fans there tomorrow night, and as you say, an awful lot more are going to be watching on the TV. I guess the players are not going to need too much motivating tomorrow night.
Well, you know, I'd like to think my players are motivated within. You know, I think that's it's not a situation just because we're playing against Charlton or on the TV they'll turn up and they'll perform. I'd like to think that the kind of characters we've got in the squad, the motivation comes within them. We're well prepared, well looking forward to the game. We just need to make sure we turn up with the right attitude, and we can choose that attitude. You know, we can choose what way we turn up, and I believe we'll turn up in the right frame of mind to go and win the game.
Good luck.
Thank you.